Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Black Mamba, it's Kobe. Yeah, I'm Kobe. They know me. Big homie. Black Mamba, one and only. Big Mama, from New Jersey. King Erner, Black Honor, being worthy. It's a point guard.
One on one, one on five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the Jay. Off the block from the steal I just took away.
Y'all niggas don't know me, but y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe. 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 It's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's week 4 NFL football. We here. The home of the Miami Dolphins with the Small Time Hustlers Show. I'm the host, Mr. Randy J. Sean Jackson. And, man, it's week 4, and we got a stack of great matchups today. The number one main event today, Tom Brady returns to Foxborough, Massachusetts. Yeah, Tom Brady going home. So we got the GOAT against the GOAT. But it's not the player against player. It's the GOAT player, Tom Brady, against the GOAT coach, Tom Belichick. So I'm calling that the GOAT versus GOAT show, the greatest show on earth. Even though we know what's going to happen, I'll give you a little bit of what I think is going to happen. Because let me see what I got here for you. I really believe that the Patriots are going to keep it close today, maybe within 3 points. They're going to make it a close game, but I can't see the Patriots sticking with the Bucks. But I will take the Pats plus the points. See, because I think with one mind, but I bet with another mind. I think I told y'all that a couple of weeks ago when Buffalo played Miami. And I was wishing for Miami to win, but I knew Buffalo was going to win. So just to brag about my team and be braggadocious, I was talking about Miami. But I told you if you was betting, to bet on Buffalo because they was going to crush Miami. And they did. They crushed them. We just going to have a little quick show today because my Sundays is all crazy. I'm going to have to either change the day of the show or change the time of the show. I don't really know, but as of right now, my Sunday mornings is all over the place because I'm doing another show on Saturday night, and It's just too much. You got to do a lot of studying and preparation. I can't just get up here and go off the top of my head. I got to do research. I got to do a lot of reading. I got to watch a lot of football. I got to listen to First Take. I got to listen to ESPN. And I got to use my own sport judgment, my own mind. Like I told you before, I've been watching sports for like 50 years. I played my first professional organized sport at like 8 or 9 years old. So with 50 years of sports under my belt, I know a little bit about sports. And if somebody dares to say that I don't, then death to your mouth, because I think I know a little bit about it. But anyway, back to the Bucks and the Patriots game. You know, the Tampa Bay, you know, they having a lot of trouble running the ball. They actually last place in running attempts. So without Brady being able to mix it up with running pass, you know, that Patriots can kind of key, you know, on the passing. Because, you know, they're not versatile. The Bucs is just passing the ball. And like I said, that's why I believe that the Patriots will keep the game close today. So I'm telling everybody to take the New England Patriots with the points. That's my analogy for the day. And don't forget, it's the GOAT versus the GOAT. We're going to move on right now to another 1 o'clock game, the Cleveland Browns versus the Minnesota Vikings. They got the Browns -2 today. I believe the Browns will cover that, you know. Why I say that, both teams, they boast in the top 10. They're in the top 7 in offense, Cleveland and the Vikings. You know, the top 7 in offense, but we only had 3 games so far. So the stats are kind of wishy-washy because everything is based on 3 games. But we got to base it on what we base it on. You know what I mean? And I believe Minnesota is a more explosive team. You know what I mean? But even though the Browns, they got a hell of a pass rush this year. And their defense, the people coming off the edge, the defense they're coming off the edge, I can't remember my man's name. You got to keep an eye out for that, for the edge rushers for the Browns. But like I said, I believe Minnesota is a more explosive team, and both of them is in the top 7 in offense. It's going to be a really good game. But all in all, I'll tell you, take the Browns -2. It should be a lock. Let's move to the Carolina Panthers versus the Dallas Cowboys. Carolina, 3-0, believe it or not, undefeated, 3-0, the Panthers versus the Cowboys. They 2-1. They got the Cowboys favor here, -4.5, and the under-over is 51.5. I don't know. The Cowboys right now, they kind of running a control offense. You know, the tempo, they controlling the tempo of the game. The defense is one of the best in the NFL. Now, the Cowboys are a real versatile team at the moment. They could pass the ball or they could rush the ball. And the Panthers, only giving up 10 Panthers have only given up 10 points a game in the last 3 games. But keep in mind that the Panthers, they have only played the Jets, the Texans, Houston Texans, and they played the Saints. Even though the Saints is good, they were still trying to get it together at that time. So the Panthers really haven't been tested, you know, at all. Well, the game is played on the field and it's not played on paper. So they only allowing 10 points a game. I don't know. They're going to get tested today with Dak and with Dak Prescott. They'll get tested today. But we're going to see. If it was up to me, if you asked me what my honest opinion was, I think Sam Darnold is going to outplay Dak today. I know you out there laughing, but I'm just telling you, the proof is in the pudding. Sam Darnold, I believe he's going to outdo Dak Prescott. Sam Arnold, he got back-to-back 300-yard passing games. He's going to be tested today. And this is another game that I believe will be divided by no more than 3 points. I maybe see the score being 23-20, 27-23, anyone like that, anywhere in that range, 27-23 or 23-20, anywhere around that range is going to be a close game. So I would take the points. I would take the Panthers with the points. That's what I would do. This is my Sunday shocker right here. You know, every week I pick a Sunday shocker. This is my Sunday shocker right here. Tennessee Titans versus the New Jersey Jets. I call them New York Jets. The Giants is the New Jersey Giants. Tennessee Titans versus the New York Jets. Now the Jets is 0-3. But keep in mind, they got a rookie quarterback and a rookie coach. And they just starting to gel together. And Tennessee, well, Ryan Tannehill, they got a lot of injuries. They got a lot of injuries this week. A.J. Brown is out with a hamstring injury. Julian Jones is banged up. I mean, I'm really looking for the Jets quarterback. I'm really looking for Zach Wilson to show off today. So this is my Sunday shocker today. I'm taking the Jets to beat the Tennessee Titans. And I know everybody is probably thinking I'm crazy for that, but let's see at 4 o'clock who's the winner and who's the loser. So my shocker for today is the New York Jets, 0-3 Jets, to beat the 2-1 Tennessee Titans. Mark my words, you can kiss the baby on that one. The Jets over the Titans today, my shocker for today. Next, we're going to go to Philadelphia, where the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Philadelphia Eagles. The ex-champions are playing the Philadelphia Eagles. Kansas City, they got to clean up their act. They turning the ball over too much for a well-tuned team that they are and a well-coached team. Kansas City is making mistakes and turning the ball over. I don't know. Their defense is not what it's made up to be. The defense in the red zone, 13 times the opponents have been in Kansas City red zone times. The opposition has been in Kansas City red zone. And check out these numbers. 12 out of 13 times the opposite team have scored in the red zone. 12 out of 13 times against Kansas City. The opposition has scored once they get into Kansas City red zone. They not gonna go nowhere like that unless they tighten that up in the red zone. They not going anywhere, and you can put your money on that. I think Kansas City might still pick them apart, but this game I'm staying away from. I wouldn't bet on this game. I'm staying away from this one because I don't know. Kansas City they got to clean up their act. Too many fumbles, too many turnovers. No defense in the red zone. I just can't put my money where my mouth at on a team that's playing like that. I just can't do it. Maybe somebody else can, but I just can't do it. Let's go to Baltimore Ravens and the Denver Broncos. Huh. The Broncos is, I don't know what's going on with the Broncos. But I can tell you this, don't sleep on them. Don't sleep on the Denver Broncos. They got a lot of injuries. I believe any game the Baltimore Ravens is, it's a defensive game, number one. And with Cleveland, with Denver Broncos having a lot of injuries on offense, and this is another note. Baltimore have won 7 out of their last 8 regular season games. 7 out of 8. The last regular season games, Baltimore has won 7 out of the last 8. So they running like a sewing machine right now. And with all I could see with this game is it being a defensive game. That's it, a defensive game. So if I was betting on this, get your pens and paper out, Baltimore under. The Baltimore Broncos game under. That's a fact. You can kiss the baby on that one. That's definitely going to be an under, and I know that for a fact. Let's move right along. Moving right along to the Indianapolis No, I'm saving that one for last. The Washington football team against the Atlanta Falcons. Oh, boy. They both 1-2. They playing in Atlanta. The weather should be beautiful. Matt Ryan, though, he got a career low in yards per dropback. That's not like Matt Ryan. But I believe this week, this will be the week when he goes deep. I believe this week, Matt Ryan, they're going to turn Matt Ryan loose, and he's going to be throwing the ball all over the place. That's what I see. But the only thing that can hold them back is that Washington got Chase Young. You got to watch that guy. Chase Young on Washington, hell of an edge rusher. Hell of an edge rusher. Once he gets going, I can't see nobody on the offense stopping him and stopping him from applying pressure. Nobody. 8 out of the last 10 games that Washington played in against NFC East teams have gone under. So this is another game that I would have to say you got to take the under, put your money on the under. You could kiss the baby. Take the under in the Washington Atlanta Falcons games. It's just it's too much going on. Too much for me anyway. Now I saved the best for last because this is what? The home small time hustlers show, but it's the home of the Miami Dolphins. And don't you forget that. I've been a Dolphin fan since 1971, 1972. So this is the home of the Miami Dolphins. Now let's see, we playing the 0-3 Indianapolis Colts. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be one upset brother if Miami don't score over 30 points today. I want them to run Colts in the ground from the beginning buzzer whistle to the last whistle. Don't take your foot off the gas. Don't take your the pedal off the metal. I want them full throttle on the Colts' ass because that's just what they need to get their motivation running and get their engine running. We need to slaughter somebody. We need a blowout. We need one of them Buffalo Bills slowout. And don't forget, Miami Tua is hurt, so we got Jacoby Brissett. And guess what? He playing against his former team today, the Colts. That's where he came from. The only thing that's scaring me about this game is that the Colts, they going to play the zone because they know Jacoby is not good at the zone. Jacoby is a man-to-man. He will annihilate a defense if you're playing man-to-man against him, and everybody knows that. So I got a funny feeling the Colts are going to sit back there and play zone on him, in which he seems to have so much problems with. And then the number one stat that I cannot stand about my team, in the last three games, Miami have gave up 10 sacks. Can you believe that? All the money they spent on that defense, we got the top two paid cornerbacks in the NFL, Byron Jones and Xavier Howard. They just spent so much money on this defense that I can't believe, and they forgot about the offensive line. Because to give up 10 sacks in three games is unacceptable. It's ludicrous. It's downright disgusting that you could be an NFL team and give up 10 sacks in three games. And don't forget, Tua took four of them sacks. And he was out in the first game. He got hurt in the first game. And he took four of those sacks. And Jacoby Brissett took the other six. We got a lot of bright spots on Miami. You know, with our six-round draft pick, Jalen Waddle, you know, he's up there in the ranking in the top with 22 receptions so far in three games. That's a hell of a stat right there. They have 22 receptions already. So I feel they're going to turn him loose today. They're going to turn Waddle loose. They're going to turn Deontay Parker, Jakeem Grant, Gazipski, the tight end. They just need to turn them all loose while you have a chance because the coach shouldn't fear at all. I see Miami winning this game 33-17, 35-17. I don't see the Colts scoring over 20 points. And Miami should go over 30. If they don't, I told you I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be pissed off. I don't know what I'm going to do. But Miami should score over. We should have a rushing back with over 100 yards. We should have two receivers with over 100 yards receiver. And I'm not accepting anything less. So from my mouth to Brian Forbes' ears, let the dogs out. Blitzing, offensive trick plays, special teams, just turn everybody loose and let them play football and have a good time and kick the Colts' ass so we can get this, build this momentum back up and get this team back. And if we win today, we'll be 2-2. And that's good. We'll be sitting pretty at 2-2, you know, and Buffalo is going to be at the top. Buffalo is my pick to go to the Super Bowl. I'm just letting everybody know. My Super Bowl pick is Buffalo Bills versus the Los Angeles Rams. That's my pick for the Super Bowl, the Rams and the Bills. And I got the Bills beating the Rams in the Super Bowl, but we could talk about that later. All right, before I close out this show, my last pick for the day, and this one should be a lock. You can take Miami -1.5, but you could drop the house on a couple of prop bets for Miami. But I don't have time to get all into that. And even though it's wishful thinking that Miami scored 30 points, take the under. Take the under. I'm just talking out loud and not saying nothing. I want Miami to score 30 points. That's wishful thinking. Take the under. You can't lose. Miami, take them run line and under. You can't lose. This is Randy J. Sean Jackson. Thanks for the listeners. For everybody out, you know, if you clicked on the link, if you called in, thanks for listening. And I might do a show tonight. I'm not sure. But other than that, this is Randy J. Sean Jackson from the Small Time Hustlers signing out. I hope you wrote down the picks. If I'm wrong, let me know later. If I'm right, let me know later. Let's win some money today. You know, that's what it's all about. Let's break the bank. Let's break the bookie. That's what it's about. Thank you for listening to the show. See you next week. Peace.
Y'all niggas don't know me, Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me, y'all niggas don't know me, y'all niggas don't know me,
Black Mamba, it's Kobe, 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 it's Kobe.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Yeah, I'm Kobe. Kobe. They know me. Know me. Big homie. Black Mamba, they know me. Big Mamba, from New Jersey.
One on five. Let's make it fun. First quarter score 21. Every shot I took, look, I was calling them. I ain't passed it off. Why you look away? I ain't passed the ball. Nah, that's when I hooked the J. Off the block from the steal I just took away.
Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe.
Yo, y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all niggas don't know me. Y'all
y'all niggas don't know me.
Black Mamba, it's Kobe, it's Kobe, it's Kobe, it's Kobe, it's Kobe, it's Kobe, it's Kobe.